page 29, How to Read CCB Treasurer's Reports, Stephen Mendelson and Judy Wilkinson. I don't know about you, but despite all my efforts, I found that during the treasurer's report, my metaphorical eyes would glaze over. On Sunday morning, I could blame staying up too late in the hospitality suite, but I didn't have a good excuse for snoozing during the board meeting. The numbers just didn't make sense. I'd grasped the concept for a moment, say the percentage difference between some number last year and this, but then, whoosh, the thing would be gone. When I joined the board and had a complete Braille copy of the report under my fingers, the numbers were even more daunting. Let me make things perfectly clear here, as former President Nixon used to say, and while I'm at it, permit me to misquote Shakespeare to boot, the fault, dear Brutus, was not in the report, or our fine treasurer Peter Pardini, no, the fault was in my ability to comprehend the data. Peter works far, far too hard to present his report, and the information in it is so vital to the organization. I made a vow that we would make an effort here to explain how to read the treasurer's report. Each of us needs to be responsible for understanding it so we can make intelligent comments to CCB officers and board members. Page 30. In the article that follows, we've used the report from the Fall Convention 2012, covering the period January 1, 2012 through September 30, 2012, and fake numbers to keep things simple. We haven't attempted to explain every last item, but we hope you'll have enough information to make meaningful sense of these essential documents. I'll know how successful the article is by how many of you ask Ed to send you copies of the treasurer's report issued at the upcoming spring conference convention. Let's put Peter's treasurer's documents on the bestsellers list. And if you want the fall report to follow along here, just ask. Our thanks to Peter for his input. This article describes four documents which comprise the treasurer's report. Each entry begins with a four-digit account or ledger number, and related entries will follow in the same number sequence. For example, on the balance sheet, many of our accounts are in the 1000 series, fixed assets in the 15 on range, and so forth. 1. Balance sheet. A balance sheet is a listing of an organization's assets and liabilities as of a given date, in this case, September 30th. The balance sheet begins with a listing of all bank accounts, checking and savings accounts, which are unrestricted, meaning they can be used for any purpose determined by the board, and other accounts, which are restricted to use for the purposes designated by the donors. Page 31. The four-digited item number is followed by a name and sometimes a description, followed by a dollar amount. 15 checking or savings accounts are listed. At the end of the list appears a subtotal. Knowing the amount of deposits is only part of the asset story, the balance sheet also lists accounts and loans receivable, that is, money due to the organization but not yet received. There is no standard format for presenting this information. The next assets category is headed Other Current Assets, including accounts holding securities and investments managed by such custodians as 1132 New England Securities or 1138 WFB Wells Fargo Bank, which holds the CCB endowment. This section ends with total other current assets, and finally the sum, with a cap on each word, total current assets. The next category is headed Fixed Assets, showing the value of machinery and equipment, fixtures, furniture, and vehicles. Just as everything that goes up must come down, so must assets be offset by liabilities, expenses CCB is obligated to pay, and they come next. This section is entitled Liabilities and Equity. First, under the heading Liability comes the category Current Liabilities. Page 32. Our current liabilities include accounts payable with four items and the final total accounts payable. Next come other current liabilities, eight items, 2140 to 2147, ending with total current liabilities, and finally, total liabilities. The next section is called Equity. How does equity differ from assets? Peter answered my question this way. Basically, assets are what is owned by CCB. They include cash, investments, and furniture, computers, and vehicles. Liabilities are the bills that CCB owes. Equity is the difference between assets less liabilities. To report on brokerage and checking accounts, this report provides a greater level of detail on the subject of where our funds are and how they're doing, and gives more detail than can be included on the balance sheet itself about the securities and accounts listed on the balance sheet. This statement gives information account by account on each account's name, value, and monthly and yearly change in value. For the organization's money market account, the report also shows the division of that account between general funds and a scholarship fund. There is no standard format for the description of these accounts, CDs, and other instruments, but each entry provides pretty much the same information, including name of account and name of institution where on deposit or where managed, information on its nature, and the present value and year-to-date change in value. Page 33. In this era of low interest on savings, still it may come as something of a surprise to find net income for the CD during the period was only 28 cents. Even such small amounts must be accounted for. Altogether, the report presents 10 accounts or instruments held with 8 different financial institutions, banks and brokerages and money and management firms, and ranging from cash accounts to organizational investments to scholarship funds, such as the Newell Perry Scholarship Fund. Statements for 5 of our designated scholarship funds, plus the Life Members and Crisis Committee accounts follow, including one whose funds are held in a certificate of deposit. The final 2 documents look very similar and have exactly the same item numbers in exactly the same order. Following the item number are 3 numbers. Each report is divided in 2 parts, income and expense. 3. Treasurer's Report. In the expenses section for each of a long list of specific budget items, 3 numbers are provided: the expected or budgeted income for the year, the amount actually received, and the difference between the projected and actual amounts. Page 34. If the third number has a minus sign, it means we projected one amount but received a lower one, and vice versa. If the third number has no minus sign, we projected one amount but received a higher one. On the income side, items involve both categories and named sources, including REW and Associates, a source, TechLink Sanderson Group, the Vehicle Donation Processing Center, and membership dues, convention income, and contributions, including internal contributions, such as from the Ellen Murphy Fund and from chapters. Income from fundraising is also shown, including from the Mutt Strut. There are also some one-time or so-called non-recurring items of income, things that will not be repeated or increased, including a legal settlement, and there are some internal transfers and CEA loan repayments from borrowers. The second half of the report, the expense data, follows the same format, but remember, here a minus represents a positive, meaning we spent less than we expected. But lest you jump for joy too soon, remember this report covers only the first 9 months of the year, so we would hope that most of the actual expenses, represented by the second number, would be less than the projected amount. Some of the expenses include staff support, employee taxes and fringe benefits, accounting, travel, office expenses, rent, telephone, insurance, supplies and postage, membership and board expenses, and printing of the BC. Page 35. A one-time expense this year was for moving CCB's Sacramento office. For previous year employs a three-item format. First the 2012 amount, then the 2011 amount, and finally the difference between the two. As with the treasurer's report, in the first half of the report, the income, a minus number, means that 2011 was a better year than 2012. The good news being that the report deals with only the first 9 months of 2012, so if an item read $100, $150, minus $50, we'd know that the amount was $50 higher in 2011. If the amounts read $150, $100, $50, we know that 2012 was a better year. On the expense side, just as in the expense side of the treasurer's report, a minus number for the third number is good news, at least for the first 9 months of the year.